Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
It's a Football Friday, guys. Brought to you by Yuengling. A beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Please drink responsibly. Spread your wings.
Spread your wings.
By the way, if you guys want to watch some football this weekend with Amber, a Wilson, join her tomorrow, 7 to 9 p.m. at Lefty's Tavern in Coral Springs. Come watch big-time college football. Enjoy Dos Equis specials with a chance to win a 60-gallon Igloo cooler. And you guys can register to win tickets to the college football semifinal playoff game in Atlanta. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
Get your wings ready.
Yeah. Watch your wings around Amber.
Watch your wings.
Watch your wings around Amber. Because what she is she's a wing buzzard.
Yep.
She's a wing buzzard.
She's a health nut. She would never do that.
No, really.
Oh, really? Get out
she,
of here.
No. She orders the health food.
Yeah. She'll go and she'll be like, give me the caviar and the iceberg salad. Wilson. And then all of a sudden, you'll be like, hey, give me 20-piece wings. And then all of a sudden, those hands just get a little bit grabby. And
right. You take a look over to watch the game and turn around, yeah. And her whole face got barbecue sauce guys, all over it.
You guys ever see that claw game at the arcades where you throw in dollar, yeah. You try and win? Yeah. That's Amber. That's Amber around some chicken wings. She'll be like, and drop the claw. Got your wings.
Yeah, unlike that game, she actually grabbed something.
Yeah, that's right. It's not one of those fixed games. It's not rigged.
Hey, one time, you know the little place on 84 by the movie theater?
Someone got stuck in the, yeah.
No, I had my nephews.
Crawled in there?
No, put my daughter in there.
Excuse me.
She was tidy.
I remember you telling me the
story.
She
was tidy.
Yeah, well, you better watch Ricky.
I'm like, all I know is I walk by the little machine. I'm like,
that happened to us at a place. That happened to us at a place in Weston. It wasn't our party, but we were at a party, and one of the little kids at the party got himself in there. They had to like call the paramedics and the fire and the
don't
whatever.
Don't they just have a key to open that thing up?
I don't know.
They didn't. No.
Oh my god.
I don't know what was going on. By the way, how's Amber going to get to the appearance? Because Coral Springs is landlocked. She can't bring the yacht.
That's a good point.
And the Gators play at 3:30. I mean, the end of the Gator game might be around 7. I mean, I don't think she wants to listen to the end of the Gator game in the car.
I'm pretty sure that... I'm pretty sure that the Papa Wilson has a helicopter.
We'll parachute her in. Wilson. Daddy, where should we land the Learjet?
I mean, if the Gators lose, she's going to be extra depressed. She's going to be extra grabby with the wings.
Oh, 100%.
Just eating her emotions.
Just eating her emotions in theft food. That's how she'll roll, man. And she'll be like, oh, it doesn't count. I stole it. That's how it goes. All right, so we got football. No Dolphins. Everybody gets a break this weekend. Oof. No having to watch the Dolphins. There's that. We will have to watch what the Redskins, we'll do a notepad game on the Redskins and see if Bill Belichick is right, that they actually look a lot better on film than their record says they are. I'm a liar. So basically our big focus goes on the Canes this weekend. Canes, Virginia Tech.
Ugh.
You got turmoil this week already because you got Lorenzo Lingard who maybe wants out.
The portal.
So question.
Yeah.
He's a 5-star, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, is he not good enough to play?
Well, he's been hurt.
He's been hurt.
He was hurt.
Agreed.
But also, one would think that they would play the most talented players.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I get making a point. I get sometimes you have to build a culture where things have to be done a certain way.
You want to win, though.
But people don't care about all that. They want you to win football games. Now, he could also be playing a position where you can make that stand because how much of a difference is it going to make?
Dede Ellis has been good for them.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So is Cameron Harris. So, right. Like, it's not exactly. So, like, if you were to say there's a position that has stepped or has been
fine.
Consistent,
yeah.
It's been running back.
Depends right. on the offensive line, how they run block.
Which yeah, is but that's not the running back's fault.
And the other thing is that does anybody think that shuffling the offensive line around going to help the situation or make it worse?
I don't know, man. Like, is that just a thing they say just to see, like, hey, we're doing stuff. We're just.
I love the best thing I love about football is we're just going to play the best five. We're just put the best five out there.
Well, the thing is about offensive line is I've told you all the time, like, a lot of it has to do with continuity with the guy you're playing next to, knowing, you know, if you have team blocks and stuff, how are you going to work together?
I would say they'd probably subscribe to that if not for the performance the offensive line had against Central Michigan.
No, I know, but changing it up does what? Like, if one of the requirements of a good offensive line.
How do you find that balance between continuity and also trying to make it work?
Here's how.
You want the five guys to bond together and build relationships together, but then also you want the best guys out there.
Here's how.
Yep.
The reason why they're making changes has nothing to do with anything we talked about. Because there comes a time in a football game or during the season where you just got to play big boy football and it don't matter what's called. It doesn't matter who's playing next to each other. It doesn't matter what the fit is. It's like, we're bigger than you. We're better than you. We're going to smash you. Okay? And we haven't seen that yet. And some of it has nothing to do with how good you are. Some of the situations that they get in have nothing to do with how good they are.
Brad?
I mean, it's not even that. Just like, I don't want to say effort, but when you watch a game, it just they don't look like it's almost borderline soft, right? Just mush. Like, oh, we're out here and like, no, man.
That's the sound they're making.
Like, let's play. Yeah. I play for the Canes. Let's go play football.
That's horrible. That's what it is.
What is
that? When you mic them up? That's what it sounds like?
Hey, guys, you want to go play a little football game? Sure. What are you playing? I'm playing left tackle. I just got here. I'm a freshman.
I don't like that, man.
I don't like that.
I mean, they were falling asleep in the meetings with Brian McKinney.
Let me explain something to you. I said it earlier in the year. There were times in the Florida game, the ball was snapped. The left tackle never moved.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Giving up 10 sacks will do that.
Well, okay. Like, all you got to do is get in the way. A lot of times the ball's thrown before you have a chance to miss your block. So, like, I would hope, and, like, there's only a couple of things you really need to see this week. One, like, everybody's going to come at me with, you know, hey, the defense is ranked 13th and blah, 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 blah. It doesn't count four games in a season. You haven't gotten into your ACC schedule. You play one ranked team. You got a Bethune in there. So let's pipe down.
When you have a Bethune,
you watch a football game with the Canes defense, and it's clear, okay, they're not as good as they were last year. The linebackers aren't playing as well as they did last year. They're not creating havoc like they did last year. And so I don't know what it is, but what's the staple of this team at this point and has been for the last couple of years? The defense.
And I think it still is, though.
Okay. But guess what?
They've had two woeful places where they've come up short, but I still think if you were to say what is the identity of the team, it's still defense.
Okay, look, I don't care what your stats are. It sometimes is going to require a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to require more because you know what's on the other side of the ball. You know what's on the rest of your team. Everybody's looking to you to have success. And so you have to just come through. There's no, like, I can't. It happens all the time. It happens all the time where one side of the ball has to literally carry the other side, and they welcome the challenge, and they go out and do it.
I just think that it's one of those things. Like, I'd love just a week where against somebody you'd actually have, like, the confidence that they could go out there, they could put up points. They look like, you know, these athletes that they tout off, tight end you, all this stuff would just get out and start making some plays and feeling comfortable in a game.
Right.
And it's just like everything just feels so labored this season. Everything.
And I don't know whether it's labored. The hardest thing for me to tell is it execution or talent? Like, it's easy to say this guy screwed up, you know, but there's a lot more that goes into that.
I don't know. It would seem like to me that they have the necessary amount of talent to be better than
no,
they are.
Everybody, every UM fan thinks that, okay? I'm not just going out on a limb and just saying it. I will say this. I can make the assumption that Miami should have better talent than Central Michigan.
Yep.
Like, that's not going out on a limb. But with all these other teams and more talent than Bethune. But with North Carolina and with Florida, you have a lot of the same type of players. Florida might have more five stars than, you know, than Miami, right? Is it safe to say?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but at the same time, man, like, they don't even – you watch a game – and you get to a moment in the game, and they either do somebody does something stupid, celebrating, and you thinking, really be celebrating like this? Like,
yeah, but I also don't think that celebration stuff is play the headlines thing, Robbie.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
I mean, like, I don't think the celebration thing is exclusive to them. I think a lot of people do that stuff, where people are over-celebrating in their meme moments
yeah,
and stuff like that.
It's not a Miami
here.
Thing.
No,
here.
I mean, it is a Miami.
It is a Miami thing,
here
but it's
you
not
go.
Just a Miami
Here
thing.
You go. Here you go. It's execution, you moron. Check Canes in the NFL. Leroy is a closet Canes hater. See? There you go.
I've actually asked, but we've asked this recently, like, who is, I mean, if you were to ask right now, who is the best Cane in the NFL right now? Who's the best one?
Frank Gore.
Yeah. I mean, like.
As far as the career.
Really? No, but, like, Frank, even think about that. Frank Gore is a Hall of Famer. Okay, 15,000 yards. He's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Think about how long ago Frank Gore is, and then you can think about what the difference is of those guys.
Was Calais Campbell after Frank Gore?
Yeah, it was pretty.
Yeah.
Well, they overlapped.
Like he was like the next era.
How about this? We have and here's every year a fight beast. I fight him in here about this comment right here.
Mm-hmm.
Leroy, we have some of the best recruiting classes in the country. Our coaches are always weak in coaching them up. Hire Mike Leach.
I mean, I don't hate Mike Leach.
Mike Leach just dropped down on my short list. He's had a rough past couple weeks.
Whatever, man. Minshew.
But again,
I'll still take him over Manny
Diaz. But again, like, man, just because you have a great recruiting class, you had number one a few years ago, and the guys all sucked.
Huh.
So stop with that.
We've had the great recruiting class in Miami has been that the recruiting class this past year was not good.
But that's
this past year, everybody was touting about the transfer portal. This Bubba Bolden, Tate Martell, all these guys. You know,
right.
KJ Osborne's been good.
Here's the problem.
Been a find.
Everybody gets so excited about nothing to do with actual football down here. It really, when you think about all the excitement we got on Beast, I got on Beast earlier this year. The excitement he had for the University of Miami and what they were going to be had absolutely nothing to do with football.
Well, we were talking about this during the season during draft time, where I was confused watching Gerald Willis just fall like a stone, and now seeing him basically have to cling to a practice squad. And when I watched Cane's football last year, I was like, "Oh, guy's the best player. He's the best defender."
Right.
And if the NFL is telling you, well, he's not good enough to play for us, what does that really say about the state of your program?
What does it really say about what you actually saw in the field when he was here? Like, again, that it – look.
Because when you had that guy in the middle of your defense, and he was Vince Wilfork, he was a staple of the Patriots defense, and he's going to the Hall of Fame. Like, and he was in the league forever. So that to me is where you're just like, oh – It's just not quite the same. Like, we can always talk about the talent, but when this place becomes a real NFL factory, like it was in the elite days, that's when you know that you're actually producing guys of talent.
Like, they're producing NFL players, but there's no Hall of Famers coming out of there.
Why does everybody down here believe this, Beast? Could what? You please? I'm done with this.
Okay, yeah.
We have a blue chip ratio better than most top 15 teams. I don't know what that is, but that can only mean some jackass read it in an article and he's running with it.
Blue chip ratio.
I don't even know what that means.
Again. Some jackass read it in a publication.
That sounds like the fake stat I made up during the break.
Literally, hold on. Literally, Clemson only has 7 more blue chips than us.
Category 20.
Talents there, lack of experience. Again, I'm going to repeat this line that Robert would tell me all the time. What do you call a bad player with another year of experience?
Bad player?
Like, just because a guy is recruited high doesn't mean he could play.
Okay, and here's also a crazy thought. You blue chip this. Clemson, their defensive line, what do they have? 3 guys taken in the first round this year?
Yes.
Okay. Canes, their best defensive line, again, he's clinging to the Dolphins, who have a historically bad scoring differential margin. He's clinging to their practice squad. So there's a difference. And by the way, he was a transfer player.
And by the way, just a lesson in recruiting. He says Saban gets high recruiting class. He coaches them up. We get high recruiting classes. Our coaches fail them. Not entirely accurate. When you're Clemson, when you're Alabama, when you're Ohio State.
Georgia.
When you're Georgia, they're winning right now. So they're getting, say, 20 5-star recruits. Only 5 of them pan out, but it looks like every guy's panning out because they have so many. Right? They have 5-star guys that are 3rd on the depth chart in Alabama.
It's a hell of a headlines.
When Miami gets a 5-star recruit, that dude's got to be a player.
He's transferring in 2 years.
Give us some scores from last night, B, because we had a lot of action.
Panthers lost to the Lightning last night.
I don't
want to
talk about that. Not that.
Sorry. Seahawks beat the Rams 30-29.
Anybody comes in here with Bobrovsky slander, you're blocked.
Well, you jinxed him.
I didn't jinx him. All right? The puck jinxed him.
The puck jinxed him?
Yeah, it was bouncing all over the place. Hockey's unfair. My sweet Bobrovsky.
Well, what the, it is what is.
And Cardinals. Another thing is,
well, let him finish the headlines. We'll get back to in a second. We got to go to break.
Shy.
Are we doing radio or are we doing?
Cardinals beat the Braves last night 7-6. Everyone's happy. The Dodgers beat the Nats 6-0. And we got plenty of baseball action today. We'll tell you about that later. And those are the headlines.
Cool. We'll continue the Kane stuff on the other side.
Puck play down to our left. Palat against Ekblad. Neither one comes up with it on the end boards. Matheson lost it. Chiarelli cuts in across a shot. Oh, what a save made by Bobrovsky on Palat. As the puck's played back out in front, the Panthers have it. Oh, Sergei Bobrovsky just took one right away from Andre Palat.
It's good to start the season. Obviously, we wanted to have a W tonight, but it is what it is. So it's a long season. I don't think we have to think too much. We just have to put this game behind us and get ready to work on our home opener.
Don't you worry, my sweet little Bob. Don't you worry about that. All right?
Jinxed him.
You just say those beautiful cliches in Russian. It is what it is.
Do you think we would get more out of Bob if we had a Russian translator and did it that way?
Nope.
You don't think he would say more?
I kind of already get the vibes of him that dude is very, like, he doesn't like talking. You don't ask him, like, the general athlete questions. That stuff bores him. If you ask him about hockey specifics, kind of like Belichick, like, I think it's kind of in that way, but Russian, and sounds way more awesome and less grumpy. I got the vibes. Like, when I asked him questions about his preparation and specifics about that stuff, dude could talk for hours about that.
So if you ask him about, like, hey, when you guys are on the on the power play, and you're
already asking a bad question. No, you've bored him. You've already
put me to sleep. Terrible question. Terrible question.
Wait, uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable.
When you guys are on the penalty kill, how do you handle the shooters at the point?
Listen, you bored me with question, okay? Nice. You get no second attempt. You think I got second attempt out of Serbia? Out of Siberia? No.
Listen.
Hello, Myers.
Listen.
You think Goran Dragic is waking up at 3:30, or you think he's thinking, F that?
No.
Gorod's coming in with crust in the eyes. Like, what? He got slept through almost getting traded. You think he's waking up at 3:30? He goes, oh, you guys get up at 3:30? Great, great story, everybody.
Goron sounds like a power sleeper. Like, not much is waking Goron up.
Snooze one more time. Snooze. Yimmy, please, shut up.
I work out in woods.
Gogi needs shut eye. I steal on Slovenian time.
Who do you think sleeps the
beef?
Who do you say I'm still on Slovenian?
Who do you think sleeps the most in the heat?
I think it's Goron. I got to be honest with you. I think it's Goron. Goron needs his beauty sleep. He's a vet.
Who do you think it was last year? Hassan.
Hassan.
You think Hassan got up?
That guy never woke up.
3:30 wake ups. Get out of here. 3 p.m.
He was going to bed at 3:30.
you're lucky if you get an afternoon workout.
He's playing 2K at 3:30.
Please, enough, Jimmy. Turn down country music. Why did they put him next to me? I'm so tired.
Jimmy Butler's like knocking on Goron's door. Come on, Goron, come work out.
No, not today, Jimmy. Shut up. You don't need to have you. All the yellow guys go for the young. Take Kendrick Nunn. He like it. He trying to make a roster.
Devon Reed.
Goron All-Star. I don't need to go. Contract year.
It's not right, man. What's
not right?
What are you doing?
What?
I'm gonna tell you right now. I know this guy. You better enjoy Gogi now, because he'll trade him in about 2 months.
I'm not trading him. I'm not trading him. I got mad at Zaza yesterday. Zaza's like, oh, you gotta trade Goron. Goron for and he was just saying because he's an expiring contract. I'm like, what?
I don't know.
You gotta even have a good reason.
I don't know why people. That's like. A guy will have a 4-year contract.
Right.
And all fans, because of the way things are done now, when he gets to that 4th year, got to get something for him.
Got to.
Well, you can't just play out your contract?
Who was on the 330 club? It was Myers, Jimmy Butler.
And Bam.
You know who the other person is that loves to sleep? Definitely not getting up. Philly cheese.
I don't agree with that.
Let's get that big-ass bed, bro.
That bed is big, but he's not sleeping in it right now.
So I guarantee you in his hotel, it's like, give me 2 kings. I'll move them together.
That's not a thing. They don't get two. Like, the hotel books, he doesn't get 2 rooms.
Is Hassan in that group?
Well, he would be.
I mean, not Hassan. UD. Haslam.
How dare you?
I think UD's past 3:30 wake-up calls at this point.
He's not getting up at 3:30, but
what?
Insinuation.
I guarantee UD is an early riser and gets to it. Not 3:30, but...
3:30 is pretty ridiculous. I don't even understand. Like, isn't he going to be tired for practice? Do you think he catches like a film session in between? Is it just working straight through? Is he on the is he on the bike? Like, what is going on in this?
Nah, but like you get sometimes you get up early, get your little bike ride, or like with basketball they can probably do some shooting or something. You're not killing, but you're up and going.
Myers Leonard said that when he got there at 6 one day, that Jimmy was in like a full sweat. So, like, he must have been doing something pretty intense.
Yeah.
Something. But then you got, I think, practice is, what, 10?
Right.
What are you doing? That's a whole day. 3:30 to 10?
And they work from 10 to what?
Like, practice goes to, like...
12?
12, yeah.
And like, then they're watching film.
And then they stay after. A lot of guys have been staying after. Then he has to wash his ass. Won't even talk to the fans.
So, they're done early.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Man, so, yeah.
Well, we don't know. We don't know what's going on. Like, we don't know what they...
Because we, like, no lie. Well, keep in mind, with basketball, they do it all year round. You know, there's guys at the facility and stuff like that. Let's see. We would get up. We had mandatory, like, meals because they wanted to make sure everybody's keeping their weight up because it's hot during camp.
Somebody says don't sleep on Tyler Hero waking up at 3:30. I feel like Tyler Hero is kind of like what Robbie was saying. He's just up at 3:30 because he's a kid.
Right.
He's just like, oh, what are we doing? Oh, it's not 3:30. Okay, cool. I'm out. What does he need? Like 40 minutes of sleep, Tyler Hero?
How about Duncan Strokinson?
I kind of see Stroke as a need to sleep guy. I feel like Stroke's getting up at like 7 a.m. Like a good solid waking up early. Maybe get a yog in. Something just get himself loose and then go stroke it. Yeah. 3:30. Woo. Crazy.
All right.
What do you think? When do you think James Johnson's getting up? What time?
Right. Now or before?
Whenever now. Whenever the buffet starts.
Jesus, Robbie.
Well, if you and him went to eat together, y'all would just stare at the food.
I don't think I'd have to wait for too long. Yeah, I think you'd break the seal right away.
I think that James Johnson's been living by Robbie's rule of you don't understand.
You guys go look here. Why are you messing around? Go look at James Johnson when he first got into the league. What you fail to realize is that he is a lot smaller than he's ever been, you know, in basketball.
I don't even feel like he's in bad shape now. I feel like he's not.
It's a body fat thing.
They set him in a standard, and he didn't meet it. And they're not slipping on that stuff right now. Like, rules are rules. That's kind of what they're doing right now. There's no slipping rules.
Right.
Especially they're trying to impress the guy they paid a ton of money to, who heard about all this Heat culture. He's like, where's all this Heat culture I heard about? And then all of a sudden you're going to let a dude walk in who's not on within the limits?
Well, the other thing is that one of the reasons why it's interesting to me is that because he's in the fight game, right? How they do weight is totally different than anybody else in the world, right? Because they don't have a problem just cutting 20 pounds in, you know, a couple
weeks.
But
it's not about the weight. It's about the body fat percentage.
Again, but James Johnson may be thinking, guess what? Made my weight. You know what I mean? I've been working out, so everything should be okay. Like, he could be in great physical shape, and he probably maybe cut some weight to make his weight, and it's not, the body fat's not right.
Dexter writes in, bashing the Canes on a football Friday? This show sucks. I'm out. I got a question.
Go listen to the Fantasy
Nobody,
podcast.
Like, no, here. No, I got a question.
I got a question for Steven first.
All right.
What praise are they deserving of, if I may?
We're not bashing them. We're being realistic.
If I may, what praise do they deserve?
And if I may, anytime you question something that's going on with the Canes, does it mean you're a hater? Like, get over yourself, dude.
Like, if you're the most intense Canes fans, like, if you're the badass, if you're the badasses who do the tailgates all the time, you're orange and green and all that stuff, you're pleased with this season? Like, when you see Central Michigan, that you were in a slugfest with them, and then you see Western Michigan handle that team easily, that doesn't just leave you in a question of, huh, wonder where we're at right now. You just want praise. You just want praise. I want praise too. Like, look, what do you think I'm doing? You thinking I'm sitting down on Saturday and I'm hoping the Canes look terrible? No, I hope they go wax that Virginia Tech ass. Okay? I hope they cook that turkey. Woo! I hope. But why would I have faith in that right now? Why? Why? What could give you any kind of hope in that?
It's funny. For all these people calling us, hey, there's a lot of people calling us Canes haters, but I want to see all these haters in the stadium because the way you talk, you're a supporter of Miami no matter what. Well, let's see you at the game.
I'll be there.
You don't count.
I'll be there.
So, like, it's amazing to me how, like, you can't say nothing about the Canes. Like, there's nothing I said that was inaccurate, right? I have questions too. In fact, I've been fair to them because I'm not just willing to put it all on the players, or I'm not willing to put it on
the coaching.
The coaching, because you don't know in a given circumstance whether it's execution or it's putting them in a bad spot.
This Canes team is 2 years removed from being number 2 in the country. We're all partying our asses off against Notre Dame and all that. And you came in last year, you had big expectations, failed. And the whole point of getting Manny Diaz here was like, oh, well, even with Rick retiring, it's going to be like not really having to restart, that you're handing the baton off to a coach who hasn't been a head coach, but at least has been here, you know?
He has more energy.
It's not quite Butch to Larry Coker, because, you know, hopefully that Manny is a better coach than Larry Coker will ever be.
Larry Coker won a title, man.
He did win a title. That's fair. But I'm, you know, most people, when you hear Larry Coker, most people have
a
negative.
He won with Butch's players, bro.
Most people have a negative reaction to it, right?
Yep.
You know, like, the poor bastard had to come up with a football program called the Roadrunners to even get a job back in football.
That is true. Well, there was some mitigating circumstances.
I thought after the near loss to Central Michigan, that we tested the phone lines to see all the people accusing us of hating on the Canes were, and it sounded a lot like this. But now I guess it's the Canes didn't play on Saturday. Everybody's recovered from that, and all the Canes bros are back now accusing us of hating on the Canes.
It's a new dawn. It's a new day. Like, you're just back into it. Like, I don't want to hear it. Let's just start off. Hey, you know what? Fresh record. You know what? They're 500. You're 2-2. Might as well be 0-0, right?
Yeah,
look, I don't think it's the end of the world as far as what you can accomplish this year. Okay? But, like, let's be real.
Yeah,
like, you're expecting something out of the Canes that you haven't seen yet.
Be about it. Like, if you're gonna be on the boat, you're gonna swagger. And I'm not gonna take the offensive coordinator at this either, where he's out there touting about, oh, Central Michigan, I gave my heart and soul to Central Michigan. They didn't give their heart and soul to Dan Enos. You know, if you're gonna third person our ass before game week in a revenge game, I'd like more than 17 points. And I think that's a fair request. I'm sorry.
Look, there's
sorry
a couple.
That makes me a hater.
There's a couple of things that we all have to understand. One, you're a freshman and you playing left and right tackle. Not easy.
No.
More disappointing is that you're a freshman playing left and right tackle, and that's who they have to turn to.
Correct.
So it says a lot about your team right there.
Yep.
Without even knowing what the execution is going to be, without knowing anything, the fact that those two guys have to play bookends on the offensive line tells you a lot about what type of talent you have on the team. Because anytime a freshman has played on a collegiate football team, dude has been awesome.
You ready to go into four down territory?
Sure.
All right, we got that for you next. Oh, it's a Football Friday, everybody, brought to you by Yingling, a beer as bold as those who drink it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Tap in your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Please drink responsibly. This is where Leroy goes in depth.
Kind of.
Gets football on your ass.
Kind of. It's getting hard.
I'm excited about this.
It's not getting hard.
It is.
I'm excited about this.
It is. It's becoming difficult because here, in Miami.
Yep.
Right? You can't keep it real. You got to blow smoke. You know what I mean? We got a whole bunch of smoke blowers, little fog machines.
Well, you know what the Canes walk out of for every game.
Right.
The smoke.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And how does that help them win?
I don't know. It's a cool tradition, though.
Remember when they had the smoke uniforms? Oof.
Oh, those were bad.
They lost every game.
Oh, are they wearing those garbage uniforms next Friday?
Against Virginia.
I'm sure I'm going to have a
that
lot.
That wasn't worse than when Florida wore the actual Gator uniforms.
It also wasn't worse than when the Gators blocked themselves.
Yeah, that was funny.
And they beat us this year.
Okay. All right.
Leroy, four down territory. Let's go.
So the Miami Hurricanes take on the Virginia Tech Hokies this Saturday. Woo! They are a 14-point favorite.
That's correct.
Yes.
14-point favorite.
Dos TDs.
Both teams are 2-2 and have struggled god-awfully. But if you want to use this line, this will work the best here. Miami has better athletes.
Sure.
They do. They're faster. They get around the field. They are better athletes, and that's what you need to do to win. Just be better athletes on the football field. Run Virginia Tech.
And swag.
Whatever you want to call it.
That's swag, bro.
This is a game where you need to run Virginia Tech off the football
and
field.
And turnover chain, bro.
See?
And touchdown rings, bro.
Bro, you scored 17 last time.
Yeah,
bro. Like, enough with the bro.
Nah, bro. Come on,
bro. Offensively, Jaren Williams needs to keep improving.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan Enos needs to do something to help him with that.
Where's Dan?
Be more creative with the blocking scheme. Move the offensive line around. Don't sit them in one spot. You know, when you just line up and block them, sometimes they have a little trouble. So be creative with it. passes.
You think Nick Saban sends Dan Enos text during the game where he goes, "I see you. I see you, Dan.
No.
Into your soul."
No. I think he sends him a text. "You were ever going to tell me that you were gone?" But yeah, so there'll be a lot of quick passes, bubble screens, look for a lot of jet sweeps, a lot of things to use that speed and put Virginia, put Tech on their heels. Like, it's going to, you're going to notice a big difference in the speed of Miami versus, you know, Virginia Tech. And it's not normal. This isn't normal, but they are awful.
Vatek slow, slow?
Slow, slow. And Lingard. You think Lingard's going to play? I think they're going to.
Feels like he is because of all the noise around this week.
Right, right. I mean.
You throw him a bone.
Unless they don't care.
At this point, doesn't it just make sense just to play him as four games and redshirt him? Because, I mean, the season's already lost.
I was thinking that, too. I guess that depends if he wants to come back.
Well, here's the problem.
We don't think.
Here's the problem with that. If you play him and he balls out, and then you play him only four games and redshirt him, you have basically given him an opportunity to show other people.
Right.
Right. So you basically just gave free advertising to the rest of the country.
That's true.
As far as what you have.
Well, I mean, I guess it's going to be. I mean, DJ Dallas is probably coming back for another year. He's not going to leave early. Got
no,
it.
He's
I,
not
I,
that
I hope
guy.
He doesn't go down that road.
He's, I don't think he's that guy.
I hope he doesn't go down that road.
Somebody's
not that he's not awesome. It's just that I just, you know.
Right.
Just hasn't turned out great lately for guys to leave early.
Right.
Just hasn't.
I mean, Travis Hoer made a nice play yesterday at special teams as a gunner.
That's his thing, man.
Really?
Offensive guy to wear
the turnover. That's what we talking about, gunner?
He's the only offensive guy to wear a turnover chain, right?
Yep.
All right. All right, now defensively. The Canes, although stats may show they're as good, they don't look as good. I think the linebackers have taken a step back. This is supposed to be the strength of the team. And sometimes with the strength of the team, more is asked of you. Your offense is struggling. I don't care what the circumstances are. You have to be the group that keeps you in the game, either getting pressure on the quarterback, getting that big stop. It just has to happen. Them's the breaks. Like, them's the breaks. I mean, I played on a team where we had to score 30 points a game, and the two times we didn't score 30 points, we lost because we knew that our defense was going to give up a bunch of points. That's the reality of sports. Like, sometimes you have to be that guy. In baseball, you have to be a pitcher that's not going to give up many runs because you know you can't score runs. It happens. You know, just welcome the challenge. Stop complaining about, oh, well, we're not scoring any points. You're the strength of that team. Go out there and prove it.
There's a texter that writes in, and he says, if it wasn't for a couple of mishaps on defense, which I will say the defense did let us down, they aren't short of criticism. We easily could be 4-0. I'm a glass half full guy. Sorry, that's just how I see it.
No,
bruh.
It's true. It's true. But if that's the strength of your team, and you put them, say, you put any team in the country on the field,
right,
against your strength, you should be able to go in that situation thinking we got this because this is the best we have.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reality of sports.
But also, you're not 4-0. And you're 2-2
because
you're 2-2 with coming off a bowl bleep game against Central Michigan,
right?
So you can have a glass half full, but it's full of that like brown tap water.
No, look,
nasty tap water.
It's half full and half empty. You're 2-2, right in the middle. So it is. This week, Ryan Willis is a quarterback that can run the ball, but boy, a little shaky on the throwing.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
The turnover chain.
It might come out.
That being said, they have another quarterback called Hendon Hooker, who's a better thrower.
That's a last name or two names?
Two names. No, Hendon Hooker. Hendon Hooker.
Yep. Hendon's his first name.
Hendon's his first name.
Hooker being
Hooker
his last name.
Is his last name.
Double H.
Yeah, one more H. He could be at SmackDown tonight.
H squared.
Oh, that's right. SmackDown does debut tonight, right?
Hey,
yeah, Rock?
I would say this. I would say that he probably would love to be called Double H.
How much do you think the WWE cut The Rock this week just to appear on the first SmackDown?
Million.
4.5 million? I mean, didn't Mayweather get a couple mil just to make an appearance against the Big Show?
That was a pay-per-view,
though. That was a pay-per-view, though.
Right.
This is Fox.
This is the first ever like SmackDown on Fox. It's like a 20-year anniversary of SmackDown.
Right. All right. All right. Now, between these two quarterbacks, they have a ton of turnovers. So,
Polish up that chain.
Polish up the chain.
That thing looking real nice.
And like, is it, look, the name, to get a win with the name under your belt is going to sound good. This team is garbage. They're not very good, and I hate to say that.
I just feel like, I don't even feel like opponent matters. You need a you need a good showing against somebody.
Which brings
that's not Bethune-Cookman.
Which brings me to my final point. There is only one way to get out of this funk. Play better football. All the talk, all the sayings, none of that matters. The only way to fix this is to play better. That starts with the coaching staff. No excuses. There's no other way to get out of this situation. You have a chance to turn the season around. I don't know what the season could be, right? I don't know what it is supposed to be. Just go out and play better football. That means coaches. Put your players in better situations. You should know by now, after two bye weeks in the first 6 weeks, you should know by now what your team can do well and what they can't do well. Don't try to force a system on your players. Because when I think of good coaching, it's putting my players in a good position to win. I don't want to hear excuses. I mean, and that starts with coaching. That starts with coaching. Now, I'm one of the firm believers. I'm a very patient guy.
Yep.
And I'm patient from this standpoint. Manning's only been a head coach, for 6 weeks.
Correct.
So he's got some things to learn and some things to work around also.
If it was up to Robbie, it's 2 weeks too many.
Right, but again, I say the same thing with Brian Flores. Yeah, you can nitpick. Like, they've been defensive coordinators, but they haven't been the head guy. So from that standpoint, give it a chance. Give it a chance. Give it an opportunity. But I don't want to hear talking. Like, me personally, to be honest with you, I would take the rings and the turnover chain and block them up.
No. No.
I want to be post.
No.
Really?
Don't take my only phone.
You know what?
Away.
Play better football.
That's fine. Just don't take away my jewelry.
You think this team should be rewarded for how they played so far this year?
I just think you got
answer the question.
I think some things are just tradition.
Answer
now.
The question.
It's tradition.
Yeah, it's tradition.
Fine.
I mean, it's like a 3-year tradition.
Then you go
whatever,
get
man.
Then you guys go get on the boat and party like rock stars.
You know what?
I want to watch good football.
Traditions have to start somewhere, Robbie.
Hey, Akron has a turnover pencil. They haven't won a game.
They have a what?
They have a turnover pencil. And they're 0-5.
That's as bad as the backpack. That's a stolen tradition and a stupid one.
By the way, we have some breaking news that comes with good news and bad news coming up in the headlines.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.